This just broke right before we came in here. We heard about a week ago that Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan were going to be reuniting for a redo of sorts of When Harry Met Sally. It was like, oh, we're back together again for the first time in 30-some years.
And it looked like an iconic diner location.
So everybody thought, okay, it's going to be a Super Bowl commercial. And that's exactly what it is. They have made a commercial for Hellman's Mayonnaise. And now the commercial is out there online. So I said to Chris Dem, marketing is my game. Marketing is my business. And I approve the commercial. I like it. I think it's really good. Here's a few things about it, though. You know, I've seen it already. And I guess, you know, they do that now. The Super Bowl, they leak the commercials before the Super Bowl. And I've always wondered if that's right or wrong, you know?
And now they almost have, like, teases for them.
Mm-hmm.
I keep seeing one of Post Malone, rapper with crap on his face.
Yeah.
And a very popular comedian right now, Shane Gillis.
Yeah.
This is the tease is like them at the front door ringing the doorbell. Like they're going over to somebody's house for Bud Light.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
I've
seen that.
This is like the teaser to leading up to the commercial.
To the commercial.
Yeah.
Now the commercial, of course, is such a production. And we all every year, like, who's going to be in it and what's it going to be? You know, that's been going on for a long time now. I guess in the last 10 or 15 years, they've started either showing them or teasing them online. And I guess that's the right thing to do.
I can't prove it. I don't have any science in front of me, but I have heard that when people see something, even if you've seen a show or you know how a game turns out, you're still compelled to watch it.
I think that's right.
Yeah. You know, if you've seen if you hear a spoiler about a show or a movie, you're still compelled to watch it.
It doesn't matter.
And now, because when you've seen the Hellman's commercial, you can tell everybody, saw that. You know, you're more invested in it.
Well,
because you'll watch it with a different mindset.
Yeah, and I'll say everybody
you'll
watch
be
this.
More attentive.
Yeah, take a look at this. I guess you're right. Originally, when they started doing that.
Plus, it's free publicity.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you just leak the ads.
Yeah. Now, when they started first doing that, I thought, why are you putting this out there before the Super Bowl? You want it to be a surprise, but I think what you're saying is right. People watch it anyway.
We're on demand. Yeah. You know, we're used to getting stuff with a click.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, didn't it make sense when they first started it? Like, if this was the first commercial ever to do this, my thought would be, why are you showing me the product here before you're going to put it on the Super Bowl, which is the place to run your ad? But I guess all that is gone. You know, it's no longer.
Because at the end of the day, it's a commercial.
Yeah, and you're going to watch it anyway. And
but they're just trying to move mayonnaise.
And it's so interesting, too, that after the game, like when the game is on, you'll watch it maybe with a party atmosphere and everybody's like, oh, they'll laugh at it and it'll be, oh, it's so great. And then 2 weeks later, you'll have seen it for the 100th time and it's like, oh, there's that mayonnaise commercial. Yeah. You know, it's just like any other commercial at that point.
She's had work done.
She has had work. Now, I like Meg Ryan. I'm a Meg Ryan fan. She's had some work done through the years. Mm-hmm. We know this.
Although one of those commercials 1 year did get me to buy a car.
Which one?
That's when I bought the Challenger because they had that that Super Bowl commercial with the awesome like old people.
Was that your Hemi era, Biggie?
Yeah.
Did they leak it pre or did you see it during game?
If I recall, I think I saw it during
game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been a decade ago.
Plus, okay, they've already leaked the Meg Ryan Billy Crystal commercial. Now we saw it today. We're gonna play the audio here in a second. What, we're 8-9 days before the game now. What percentage of the viewing audience of the Super Bowl will have already seen the ad before? Ooh. I'll bet it's less than half.
Oh, yeah.
Way less.
I bet it's a quarter, if that.
Yeah, probably right. Britt, you're talking about Meg Ryan and the Super Bowl commercial. Go ahead.
Yeah, guys, good morning. Kelly, I think you already mentioned it. But talking about Meg Ryan, who I think is a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
She is just an amazing-looking lady. She's had the work done, and it's just so disappointing. I don't understand what would motivate her, you know, to do it, try to keep younger, when in fact I think it makes her look worse. But she's still a very pretty lady. That was the point I wanted to make, but you had already made the point.
No, so. I agree. I think maybe she should have aged more naturally. A lot of people say that about her.
The pressures of her industry and the male gaze.
Yeah.
Don't allow women to age gracefully.
That's not the Hellman's ad, is it?
No. Thank you, Britt.
You're eating a sandwich. Ooh, what'd you do to yourself?
God, look at your lips. You look like
Oh,
it's horrible. And
Billy Crystal, like, what did you put on your face, girl?
This is awful. You look awful. I wound up with you in the movie.
You've been eating a lot of mayonnaise. You look kind of,
ew, something's going on. Here's the commercial. They're back at the diner. You know the famous scene where she fakes the orgasm at the diner and when Harry met Sally. They're back at the diner. He's chatting with her. He's like, can you believe they let us back in this place? She puts the Hellman's mayonnaise on her sandwich, and then she starts doing that again.
Enjoying the sandwich a little too much.
Exactly. So we have, here is the ad.
I can't believe they let us back in this place.
What, no good?
No.
No.
Now she's eating the sandwich with the mayonnaise.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
so good.
Oh, it is so.
This one's real.
Oh.
Now that is a sandwich. I'll have what she's having.
That's Sydney Sweeney who says, I'll have what she's having.
God bless Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah. I mean, Kristen, but I think it's Sydney Sweeney. We don't know real.
I'm old. I don't know.
Young stars. But we're pretty sure it's a gorgeous Sydney Sweeney at the next table because you need some real star power for the youth to say, I'll have what she's having. Now, here's the marketing debate. Chris Dim says, how many people are familiar with the movie? You know, the movie is almost 40 years old. It came out in 87. So here we are. Now, there's been a lot of nostalgia commercials, Ferris Bueller, those kinds of things. But how many people watching will have seen the movie? I think enough for sure, because I think the Hellman's mayonnaise target audience has probably seen the movie. And so I think it's
perhaps
good.
Yes.
I'm giving
the people who make the mayonnaise buying decisions.
I'm going to agree with you, Chris Kelly, 100%. I was going to say the people who buy Hellman's mayonnaise will know it.
We are 55-year-old white people, and we love when Harry met Sally. Yeah. We love Hellman's mayonnaise.
White people love mayonnaise.
And we love when Harry met Sally. Yes. I'm the mayonnaise buyer in my house, and I love that movie, and I love that scene. It's the best rom-com of all time. I'll say it, okay? It's out there. So I give it a big-time thumbs up and seal of approval. Plus, just for a little added something for the kids, oh, there's Sydney Sweeney.
Yep.
It must be good. Mm-hmm. So when the 20-year-old goes and buys his mayonnaise, I'll take helmets. That's what they're going to say. I give it a big thumbs up on the ad meter for Hellman's mayonnaise.
I will say, I immediately went to YouTube and just typed in. All I started doing was typing in Hellman's.
Yep.
I got out hell, and it filled in the rest of the way. Hellman's 2025 Super Bowl commercial.
And there
so
it is.
It's obviously, I think it is a big deal. Very smart on Hellman's.
Do you think there will be a longer version in the Super Bowl? Because oftentimes, I think what we heard is the 30-second version. Usually there's a 60-second version somewhere.
I'm going to tell you this. What else is on there is apparently they also, Hellman's did a teaser with the waitress. All you see is the waitress taking the order, saying one turkey on rye, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
So I bet you, I guess it depends on how much Hellman's wants to pay. You might get that 30 seconds during the Super Bowl, but I guarantee you there's a 1 or 2 minute version on YouTube.
Oh, probably. Or I was thinking maybe you got a longer version during the Super Bowl, then they'll run the 30-second version after. You know,
could be that, too.
You know, they can do it all sorts of different ways. So I like it, and I think, and I'm a fan of the movie, and I'm a fan of.
But you're backwards looking.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I think a lot of us our age who are mayonnaise purchasers are. We like, oh, that reminds me of when I used to eat mayonnaise.
Yeah, and wore chunky sweaters.
So great. Yeah, it was so great.
Before I had a heart condition, now I can't eat mayonnaise.
Can't eat mayonnaise anymore. Oh, and for your Halloween movies, and you don't like this series, they're coming out with Terrifier 4. Biggie doesn't like this.
No, it's still the grossest movie I've ever seen.
That's the one people vomit in and leave. I remember that the first year of the Terrifier 2, it really became a big deal. Well, they're giving you the origin of the clown this October.
Okay.
You'll see what the origin is.
I'll tell you this. I don't blame them at all because they're cheap to make and they make buku bucks
last
at Halloween.
Made a profit of 90-some million dollars.
And so why would you stop?
Right. And people, you know, they sell. That's great advertising marketing too.
They do well on streaming. Mm-hmm. Once they go streaming, that movie will haunt me. Terrifier 2 will haunt me forever, and I will never lay my eyes on Art the Clown again.
You know, we had, what's his name?
Art the Clown.
We have a coworker who, his wardrobe is mostly made up of black horror movie themed t-shirts. Does he have a Terrifier shirt?
I bet he does.
Probably does.
Yeah, I think so. By the way, he just posted online, our coworker. He is not a supporter of the president and does not like that people are being deported by ICE at such a big rate. So he posted online, if you dare voted for Trump, don't you go into a Mexican restaurant. You know, that's a lot of that going around. You know, I better not see you in a Mexican restaurant if you voted for President Trump. So our message is, if you see a guy with a Michael Myers face on his t-shirt yelling at you at a Mexican restaurant.
Mean mugging at your cross, mm-hmm. that's a room.
Take off your MAGA hat.
We know him.
Yeah, he's with us.
You will see Leatherface coming at you. I'll just let me tell you.
If you see somebody angrily eating chips and staring at you, go ahead and take off the MAGA hat.
With
a black Freddy Krueger shirt. Yeah. Or a Freddy Krueger sweater.
Yeah, he'll be the one in the dirty red and green sweater across the way.
I'm going to take my enchiladas from chairs to go.
You better.
Yeah, you better run.